کہ صورت کا اثر علم سے اور ظاہر کا اثر باقی پر پڑتا ہے. اس لیے ایکسیپٹڈ پرنسپل ریالٹی دیٹ آؤٹ وتھ اپیئرنس ہر پرسن اپیئرنس اٹ ہیز این افیکٹ آن دا روح. ظاہر ہیز افیکٹ آن دا روح. Your appearance, your external appearance, it will have an effect on the ruh. In the same way, the ruh has an effect, it has an effect over them. A person's appearance becomes his zahir. اسی لیے اسلام میں اپنی شکل و صورت اور لباس و پوشاک کو انبیاء و صالحین کی شکل و صورت اور لباس و پوشاک کی طرز پر رکھنے کی ہدایت کی گئی ہے. It is precisely for this reason that the Shariat orders Islam, orders that our external appearance should be on the pattern, on the style of the Anbiya alayhi salam. The Anbiya, the way they had kept their external appearance, we should also keep our external appearance in this manner. Not the other way around, that we find that now the Muslims, their external appearance resembles the kuffar. Whatever they call the styles, the fashions of the kuffar, we quickly adopt it and we cast aside the appearance and the style of garments, dressing of the Anbiya and the Su'a and of the Salihin. So the effect the thing of the outward appearance of the Anbiya, of the way they dressed, that or if the woman adopts that style with this intention, if this was the dress of the Anbiya, then it will affect a healthy spiritual effect, ruhani effect on the other side. On the contrary, if he adopts them, dress of the kuffar, then he will behave like them, he will think like them, he will act like them. That is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ whoever emulates, imitates a people, a nation, he is one of them. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected with them, with the people whom he emulated here in this dunya. He will be with them on the day of Qiyamah also. He will rise up to them. اور اس کے لیے خصوصی احکامات دیے گئے and special rules Islam has formulated special rules for our way of dressing, our external conduct. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کے مقابلہ آنے والے چادروں کے مسلمان ہو جانے کی وجہ کیا سبب کہ اس پر فضل نہ ہوا اور ساحرین کو ایمان کی توفیق ہو گئی. نبی موسیٰ علیہ السلام اللہ تعالیٰ سینڈ ہم ٹو فرعون اینڈ دین فرعون براٹ آل ہز میجیشنز آؤٹ to challenge Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He was confident they will defeat Musa alayhi salam. When he cast his asa down, he would turn into a huge serpent, such a serpent that the upper jaw of the serpent, of the snake, touched the ceiling of the palace, and the lower jaw at the bottom could carve the entire palace. And then his yada bayda, his right hand, when he places it under his arm and removed it, it shone like the sun. So the Pharaoh said, this is magic. So they brought from the entire country, droves and droves of magicians came to challenge Nabi Musa alayhi salam. At the end, what happened? They were defeated all the sahirin, all the magicians, they fell down in sajda. And they say, we believe in the Rabb. Which Rabb? The Rabb of Musa and the Rabb of Harun. Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of Iman. But Fir'aun, despite the fact that he saw the reality there, that all his tahirin were defeated, he remained, and his kufr became even worse. So what was the difference? Why did the tahirin, they were the actual magicians, and why did they accept the iman, and why did Fir'aun not accept imam? Irshad Wan, this is the Musa alayhi salam, actually he asked Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, this exercise here, this challenge here we had in the public, it was actually for Fir'aun, so that he could also accept Islam when he sees the reality. So why did he not accept the deen, and why did all these magicians accept him? Irshad Wan, eh Musa, ye tumhari si surat bankar aaye the. So it was revealed to Musa, oh Musa, they came here with your appearance. They came to mock Musa alayhi salam. How? All when they dressed like Musa alayhi salam. They dressed themselves with the garments of Musa alayhi salam. They came in that manner. Their intention was to mock. Hamari rahmat ne pasand na kiya ke hamare mehboob ke hum wasa log dozak mein jaye. So Allah Ta'ala says that my mercy did not tolerate that those people who had the appearance of my beloved one, that is Musa alayhi salam, that I must cast them into Jahannam. Really, although they had no intention, their intention was to mock. But because outwardly the external appearance was that of Musa alayhi salam. Well, faliyatri Allah Ta'ala gave them the hidayah of iman on the last thing when they were expert magicians. So when they saw that they had produced thousands of serpents and thousands of snakes, the magic had produced there, but with one gulp, that huge serpent of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he swallowed everything and there was nothing left. So they understood, the magicians understood the reality, that what Musa is now, Allah gave the hidayah, this is not sihr, it's not magic, it's reality. And we are only showing it is sihr, it's not reality. So they saw the truth, they saw the light, Allah guided them, and they fell down in sajda, and they accepted the deen, and they made it clear, why? Rabbi Musa wa Harun. We worship the Rabb of Musa and Aaron. Why they said that? Because Fir'aun was also saying he's Rabb. So they did not want Fir'aun, they did not want to leave any ambiguity there. Fir'aun should not be under the impression that we are making sajda for him and we saying Rabb. For that reason, they clarified them, left no ambiguity. Regardless of the consequences, they knew what will happen. So Fir'aun had them all tied up to trees, and huge nails were knocked through their bodies. But right until Allah Ta'ala gave them the tawfiq of iman, and they remained firm, and they became shuhada. Despite the fact that they didn't perform one salat or one good deed yet, but Allah Ta'ala made them instantaneous awliya. Their iman was so firm that they understood, they underwent and bore the tortures, and they gave their lives for the deen. اس لیے ان کو توفیق ہو گئی اور فرعون کو چونکہ اتنی مناسبت بھی نہ تھی اس لیے اس کو یہ دولت نصیب نہ ہو سکی because they had a compatibility at least in outward in appearance with Nabi Musa علیہ السلام for that reason Allah Ta'ala accepted them and فرعون had absolutely no compatibility no resemblance to Nabi Musa علیہ السلام and for that reason Allah Ta'ala destroyed him he remained a kafir. So the external form, the dress of a mu'min, it exercises a great importance. Insan consists of two components, a ruh and a body. The ruh alone is not insan, and the body alone is not insan. These two are together, and in their inextricable realities, parts of the of insan. So the one exercises an effect on the one. And since we are in a physical, material dunya, the body, the physical body, it exercises a greater effect on the ruh. And it extinguishes the power of the ruh if there is no mujahada. if insan does not struggle against the dictates of the nafs and the dictates of shaitan and what the physical body desires, then the ruh becomes weak. The ruh becomes so weak that it now obeys the body, and whatever the body, and the body commanded, the command is from the nafs, it obeys the command of the body, and then it loses all its ruhaniyat, its spiritual stamina. So the Allah Ta'ala has devised the thing, a protection for the mu'minin, for their bodies, the outside experience, the appearance, it must resemble the appearance of the Anbiya, whatever, in whichever land there is a specific form of an Islamic dress, and provided that dress conforms to certain rules of the Shariat, then it will be called an Islamic dress, and it is wajib to dress accordingly, and it is not permissible at all to adopt any style or fashion of the kuffar.
In order to accommodate the Shafi al-Muqtadis, he announced before he goes into the book, he stands so long that he allows the Shafi al-Muqtadis to read the entire, you could say the entire Qulub. Is that allowed?
Not permissible. The Salat has to be repeated, because even Sajda Sahu won't compensate here for Hanafi, because he's not committing an error, intentionally. So if an error is committed by Hanafi intentionally, then the Sajda Sahu doesn't compensate for it. So now, in that case, the Salat has to be repeated. Cannot pause for a duration longer than three, so Subhanallah, 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 that's all. And then there's no need for him to do that, because the Shafi can join, link up. He can recite a short qunut, and then he can link up with the Imam in the Sajda. There's no problem, the thing you can, the short qunut for him, and you can link up in the, and even if you link up with the Imam while the Imam is in Jalsa, after he completed his Sajda, and he's in the Jalsa before he qunut, even if he links up there in the Jalsa, he could make his Sajda and go into the Jalsa, then also he's salat well in terms of his mazhab.